This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was first sent by Allah سبحانه وتعالى to preach his message, he was alone. He was by himself. And so he was a stranger in a world that was filled with corruption, with injustice, with kufr, with shirk. And so he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came to change this reality. And so when he first started on his mission, he only had a handful of people who accepted his message. And most of them were from the people of Mecca. And so these first believers, all of a sudden, they became strangers among their own families, among their own people, and in their own homeland. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those first few believers, they did not abandon the truth that they had or cave in to the pressure that surrounded them. Because for them, the truth that they possessed was far more valuable than anything else. And so they faced the opposition that they faced. They faced opposition. They faced ridicule. They faced societal pressure. They faced economic blockades. And they even faced torture for holding on to the truth that they had from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they continued. They continued to strive, to struggle for the sake of upholding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increasing their numbers until they eventually gained a stronghold and eventually established their own state. And so that was after they migrated to Medina. And then after some time, Islam reaches the outskirts and most of the Arabian Peninsula. And then the Muslims, they come back to conquer Mecca. And then after that, all of the tribes of Arabia, they come pledging allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and embracing Islam at his hands. And then, as a result, that first strangeness, it disappeared. And those who were once upon a time looked at as strangers, they were no longer looked at as strangers. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pointed to this first strangeness of Islam and how it vanished and how eventually, once again, it will return. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna al-Islam bada'a ghariban wa sayaudu kama bada'a fatuba lil-ghuraba." That Islam, it began as something strange. And so in Mecca, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he first started preaching, and he had his following, those first companions who embraced Islam, they were looked at as strangers because they had adopted a new set of ways, a new lifestyle, a new set of beliefs. They went against the societal norms. They went against the religion of their forefathers. And so they were looked at as strangers. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and it will return once again as being something strange. Meaning that that first strangeness, it disappeared with the triumph of Islam. But then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam signaled to the fact, and this was at the end of his life. He said that yes, today it's not looked at as being something strange anymore, but it will once again return to being something strange. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. So give glad tidings to the strangers. And so the companions, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are these strangers? Describe them to us. And so he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. They are those who will reform, who will command the good, forbid the evil, when the people have become corrupt. In another version, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أُنَاسٌ صَالِحُونَ فِي أُنَاسٍ سُوءٍ كَثِيرٍ مَنْ يَعْصِيهِمْ أَكْثَرُ مِمَّنْ يُطِيعُهُمْ. That they are a people who are righteous among a vast majority of people who are evil. Those who disobey them are far more than those who obey them. And so there is no doubt that the times in which we are living in today are one of those times that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of the return of the strangeness of Islam, where a Muslim, if he was to practice his deen and to hold on to his principles and his values and not give it up, he is looked at as a stranger. He is faced with opposition. He is ridiculed. He faces all kind of pressure. And in some places, he is even tortured for holding on to his deen. And so this is true in the general sense as well as in the specific sense. In the general sense, where we have Muslims who live among a vast majority of non-Muslims, but also in the specific sense where even Muslims who hold on to the true teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can be strangers among a vast majority of Muslims who do not hold on to the true teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that Ibn Qayyim, he alludes to when he says that Muslims are strangers among mankind. And then the true believers are strangers among the Muslims. And then the scholars are strangers among the believers. And the followers of the Sunnah, those who abandon all forms of innovation, they are likewise strangers. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke of these strangers who will come in the future, he ended off by saying, فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. So give glad tidings to the strangers. Why did he say these words? It's because he knew very well that being a stranger, holding on to your deen in times when Islam is looked at as being strange, he knew very well that it wasn't something easy, but it was something extremely difficult. And so this is something that me and you can attest to 1400 years later, in these times in which we live in, where many of us face that pressure and we want to give up and we want to just assimilate and not look strange upholding our deen. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, among the ways that will help us to hold on firmly to our deen and not give it up in the face of pressure and not give it up in the face of ridicule, in the face of mockery, in the face of even torture, is first and foremost to reconnect ourselves with those first strangers. Who were they? They were the likes of Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Khadija radiallahu anha, Ali radiallahu an. These were the first believers who had embraced Islam at a time when the Muslims were few and weak. It took a lot of courage to embrace Islam in those days. Let us reconnect ourselves with them, read their stories, read what they went through, and especially reconnect our youth and our children with that first generation. Secondly, remind ourselves of the temporary nature of this world that we live in, and that it's not worth giving up. It's not worth burning out in the face of all of that pressure that we're under. It's not worth for a few days in this dunya, for the eternal nature of the akhirah. Thirdly, avoid remaining alone. Avoid loneliness. Find righteous companions to be among. We have the best example of this in the companions of the cave. That story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Kahf. Of these youth who bonded together, who faced opposition from their people, who were looked at as strangers. And so they didn't remain alone, but they came together and they decided to leave their people behind, and they found refuge in that cave. Finally, remain optimistic. Remain optimistic. And remember that the end is eventually for Islam and the Muslims. Although we are few today, there will come a time when the true believers will be triumphant. For this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that to His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in Mecca, besieged, under pressure, tortured. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was eventually fulfilled. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Remain patient, for indeed the promise of Allah is true. Do we believe in the promise of Allah? How certain are we of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. And do not allow those who do not believe, don't allow them, those who don't believe with certainty, do not allow them to dishearten you, to discourage you. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that indeed our promise has already preceded. Our word, our decree has already preceded. The promise of Allah has already been written. And Allah does not go back on His promises. What is the promise of Allah? The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ, that the true servants of Allah and His messengers will eventually be triumphant, will eventually be victorious. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا عزيز. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.